following is a presentation of the Maryland State Library for the Blind and Print Disabled Technology User Group. And for more information about the Technology User Group, take a look at our webpage, which is lbph.maryland.gov. That's L, B as in boy, P as in Paul, H, .maryland, spell it out, .gov. And click on Technology User Group, and you'll see the archives and what's coming and all that exciting stuff. And very happy to have you all come out today and learn about the additional benefits of Amazon Prime. We all know about Prime as a shopping feature and your 2 to 3 days of getting your Amazon products delivered to you. But what about all the other services that's available? And there are quite a lot of other services that we're going to talk about today, whether it's Prime Video, Prime Music, Wardrobe, some of the other less notable features of Prime, Prime Books, free first reads, all that kind of stuff. And so let's get right into it. One of the things that we're going to talk about first is one of the things that you probably don't think about when you're thinking about Amazon Prime, and that is Amazon Wardrobe. And here to tell us all about it is Jessica Braun. So check her out, and also check out her work on YouTube.
Hey, guys, it's Jessica. And today I'm going to share with you my experience with the Amazon Prime Wardrobe box. So here's the deal. I recently heard about it because I already get Stitch Fix from time to time. My favorite, I'll link it below if you're curious. I've done a recent-ish unboxing. Maybe I'll do one from before I was pregnant. Anyway, I'll link one of my Stitch Fix unboxings below if you're curious. That one is one where you get styled. There's a stylist that, like, helps pick your clothes for you, and you kind of let them know your sizes and all that stuff. I love that. I love the idea of someone picking things for me and me getting to try some on and send the ones back I don't like. Amazon one is a little bit different, and I was so intrigued by this one because you actually go on and you pick up to 8 items that you yourself want to try. So you add them to your kind of Prime Wardrobe cart, and not every clothing item on Amazon is eligible. There are certain ones, but there's a lot. So I could have looked on there for hours and hours and never run out of clothes. So there's a lot in the Prime Wardrobe, you know, kind of category on Amazon. But that means that there's no specific set price for your box. So I added, I think, in the end, 7 items. You can add accessories, you know, purses, sunglasses, shoes, belts, scarves, you know, and then, of course, all the clothing. They have a men's one, too. My husband's dying to try it because we, of course, share a Prime account. You can only do 1 Prime Wardrobe order at a time. So until I send what I don't want back, he can't do his. So he's just, like, waiting. He's got them in the car. Anyway. So you can do up to 8 items. I did 7, and it's really user-friendly. I mean, it's Amazon. Of course, it's user-friendly. Really easy to do. So I got this box in the mail without paying a dime. So if I end up hating everything, from what I understand, I can just send it all back, and that's it. But if I end up liking a few things, I keep what I want, send back what I don't. You check out on Amazon online, and that way you're only charged for what you actually want. I think this is so cool. Because in this day and age, a lot of us do order a lot of clothes online, and it's so frustrating when you order from a website and you try it on, you're like, ooh, I don't like it. You send it back, but then you yourself have to pay for shipping. That is so annoying to me because it's so hard to know your size online. You know, every company, every clothing company's sizing is just slightly different. So let's dive in. I'm going to start with, I've got a lot of clothes. So what I noticed first thing when I opened it is it's got this little pamphlet. Let me move the box for a second. Got this little pamphlet. So it's got like shipping labels in here. I'm going to turn around so you don't see our address. But it says, try everything on. You have 7 days to decide what you love. And then you complete your purchase or return at amazon.com/your orders. So if you're returning items, you put them back in the box they gave you. Or if it was a bag, like if you ordered smaller items, mine just came in a box. And then you put the mailing label on, you drop it off at UPS. That's it. And I picked all of these out. So that's, again, the nice thing. I was able to kind of go through. And what I noticed is they have these organized, they have these like curated collections, like summer barbecue or, you know, street to chic. I'm just making up one. When I clicked on them, they were all like $200 designer clothing items. I'm like, what? No. And I literally could not find anything that was more in the price range I wanted to buy. So then I just started searching within just the Prime wardrobe, and I could, you could do it by size, you could do it, you know, filter price low to high, those kinds of things, because those curated collections Amazon needs to fix, because most of us are not buying a $200 jacket on there. Okay. So first thing I kind of picked out to try is from the brand Ella Moon, and it is this top. I loved the print, and I loved that it was kind of more of a peplum top. Right now I'm a month postpartum, and so my body's, you know, kind of, I'm getting used to, you know, working out again slowly and all of that stuff. So I'm just not back to my pre-baby shape. So I like that this is a little bit looser, and I love the flouncy sleeves here. And again, I'll link any of these products if I can find them. Well, I'm sure I can. I'll link them below so that you can, if you're wanting to add them to yours, to your Prime Wardrobe cart. The next thing is this really cute hoodie. It's from the brand Alternative, and I love that it's kind of this off-white color. It's really simple, but I love that it was thinner and really lightweight, because I feel like a lot of the sweatshirts I have are thick, they're hot, but this was kind of in between. I thought it'd be perfect for spring and fall, and I love that the sleeves were super long as well. On that same vein, I found another hoodie that I really like. I love that this was black and white striped, and the brand is Daily Ritual. And again, it's a little bit thinner. This one's maybe a little thicker than the other, maybe not. It has more of like a fleecy lining on the inside, but it's still kind of thin, lightweight, but this one feels a little bit more well-made. They both feel well-made. They're just a different fabric, but I really, really like both of those. Next item I picked out were kind of these Ponte pants from Daily Ritual, that same brand. They're black, and I like that they're really pretty much leggings, but they feel a little bit thicker, like they could kind of act as pants instead of, you know, some leggings are so thin, it's like, ugh. But these, they have like a real elastic kind of top here, and yeah, they feel really well made. I don't know if I love the elastic top on them. I think it's not quite as forgiving as I would typically like. Another top I picked out from Ella Moon was this kind of grayish, bluish floral top. It's got like the tank part, and then of course like the sleeve part that comes down, that's really in style, and they're just comfortable. But again, it's really flouncy. The bottom has these really cute little things hanging down, and I really like this Ella Moon brand just generally. I thought it was really, really cute. So clearly this Ella Moon and this Daily Ritual brand were my favorites. I forgot I ordered two of these. The same kind of legging / ponte pant from Daily Ritual, but in this kind of wine color, I thought was just so, so pretty. And again, these can serve as pants, which I really, really liked. The last thing I ordered was from Ray-Ban. Okay, there's a story behind this. Ray-Bans are expensive. They're just as expensive on Amazon. These are, like, embarrassingly expensive. I'll link them below. Don't make fun of me for spending my money. These I'm definitely keeping. I've already tried these on. I had bought Ray-Bans when we were in L.A. maybe a year or so ago, and then I wore them like an idiot to Las Vegas and freaking lost them / got them stolen. I'm still not sure which. So I'm still mad at myself. So these were very similar to the ones I bought. These outer parts are like this cool matted tortoise, and I love the kind of blue-green tone to it. They're comfortable. They're not humongous, but they're not too small. Oh, my gosh, I love them. I love them. And I know I always get so torn because I don't like spending a lot of money on sunglasses, because I'll buy some at Target, and they'll end up lasting me 1,000 years. And then the second I buy nice, expensive ones, I sit on them and break them, or I lose them or get them stolen like I did. But I missed them so much, and I was so devastated. So here we are a year later, and I'm finally repurchasing them because I really did love them. So these were a ridiculous purchase, but it was nice because I've actually bought Ray-Bans online before on, I think, Hotlook. And I ended up hating the way they fit. They were just not right for me. So it was nice to be able to buy them again, or at least get to try them on before I actually buy them, because I just returned the other ones and had to pay return shipping because it was not Amazon. Anyway, so definitely keeping these. So what I've learned about Amazon Prime Wardrobe is you have to sift through and actually spend a decent amount of time on there finding clothing you actually want, because I felt like the ones I would end up loving were $150. I'm like, okay, I'm willing to spend it on sunglasses I've been pining after, but on a random shirt, I'm not spending that much money. You know what I mean? So you really do have to sift through. I hope that Amazon spends time getting more and more clothing on there. I was looking a lot at their basics, and I didn't end up buying a lot of basics here. Maybe these leggings you'd consider basics. But just, you know, like simple V-neck tees, I definitely, if I do this again, I'll probably try some of those out. I think that'd be nice, and those weren't too expensive. But it's just something something to keep in mind. You know your price range, so it is nice to filter price low to high. So you can kind of go that way and then look through the dresses. Like, I also want to look at their maxi dresses and see what they have on there, because I've bought dresses on Amazon in the past that I've really loved, but I didn't see those on Prime Wardrobe. So I'm sure it will get better as time goes by, but I was impressed with it. I really liked a lot of these clothing items. A lot of them I'm keeping. But again, the fact that you can return them for free is amazing. I think that is like the most genius thing, especially since Amazon is a freaking well-oiled machine, you know? So like I said, if you're interested in any of these specific products I mentioned, I'll link them below. Otherwise, I liked it. I'm going to do it again. So if that tells you how much I liked it, you know, maybe that's the best indicator. I hope that you'll subscribe if you enjoyed this kind of video. And like I said, if you're interested in like Stitch Fix too, I'll link my video and link for that below as well. If you're more interested in someone else picking things for you instead of you picking them yourself. Because it definitely took me it took me like 3 hours to pick these items out. It took me a while. Other than that, I hope you'll subscribe and I'll catch you guys in my next video. Bye.
Amazon Prime offers a lot when it comes to reading. And three things I'm going to talk about real quick when it comes to reading is Prime Reading, First Reads, and Kindle Unlimited. First of all, let's talk about Prime Reading, and we'll do a demonstration here a little bit later on. I'll do a demonstration. To get to Prime Reading, you can go to amazon.com/Prime Reading. And you can browse the collection, and it's broken down for you in many different categories. As you go through the book, you can click on a title. If it has audio, it will let you know that as well, the ebook. A lot of books have options such as to read free or read and listen. Of course, if you get the read and listen ones, those are the ones that will be added to your Audible library. Very important that you also download it to the appropriate device that you want your ebook to go to. And remember that ebooks can be read by your A-Lady device. So it's something to keep in mind that if you don't want to, or if the book is not available in an Audible format, you do have that option of getting the ebook and having it read on your A device, which is very handy. You can rent 10 books at a time, and much like the Unlimited Kindle Unlimited, if you want to add another book, you can give one of the 10 back. Now, these are not yours to keep, so you're just renting when you're doing the Amazon Prime option. And also when you're also doing the Kindle Unlimited, you're just using it as a per-month kind of charge. Now, they do give you a relatively, I guess you would call it a nice selection as far as relatively new material is concerned, but the majority of the Audible books are older publications. You'll discover that if you look through it. So keep that in mind for this and also for Unlimited, which I'll talk about here momentarily. Now, First Read is one book per month. It is yours to keep. It is free. Point that out. But you get to keep this for free. You go to amazon.com/firstread. You get one book, and it will let you pick from 6 categories. And when that book becomes available, because a lot of these books haven't even been released yet, but they're scheduled to be released in the upcoming month, and when you get that book, like I said, it's yours to keep. It is an ebook format. Now, you do not get an audio format for the first read unless you want to pay extra money for that. particular service. But as mentioned earlier, the A-Lady does play them, so it gives you that opportunity to read something new and get it on the day that it's released, which is kind of nice. Want to talk about the Kindle Unlimited service, which is $9.95 a month. You would get all six of those first read books with the Kindle Unlimited. So that's kind of nice. $9.95 a month sounds like a lot, but you have access to millions of ebooks. You have current magazines. You get to rent 10 at a time. The current magazines, one of the magazines that's included in that list is the Magazine of Fantasy and Science Fiction, which is an $8.99 bi-monthly magazine. So right off the bat, if you like that type of publication, you're already getting something truly worthwhile. Now, I said you can get 10 at a time, and again, if you don't want one of the books, or you finish one of the books, you can give it back and replace it with another. There are thousands of audiobooks available, and so you also get currently 2 months free if you want to try out the service, which is pretty neat. There's a lot of current magazines. Now, magazines will not read on the A-Lady, just to let you know. So if you are going to get magazines, you're going to be either reading it with the voice on your phone, with, you know, VoiceOver or TalkBack, or if you get it to the cloud or to your computer, you're going to be reading it with JAWS. This is a demonstration of how to add an Audible book to your Prime reading. So as you know, you have the option of getting Audible selections as well as Kindle selections, ebook selections. So let us go to
the Prime member.
So here we are on our Prime reading page, and I like to hit H. Go through the headings here.
Prime members access free ebooks on the recommended for you with Prime Read Embedded Level 2, with Prime Read Embedded Level 2. Link see more new with Prime Reading. Link previous page. Last chance with Prime Read Embedded. Last chance with Prime Read Embedded. Popular with Prime Read Embedded. Featured with Prime Read Embedded. Prime Read Embedded. Inspired by Embedded Level 2. Most popular ebooks with Audible narration with Prime Read Embedded Level 2.
That sounds like a good place to start, right? So this is what we're looking for. We're looking for...
Link 14,500. Link unspeakable bin. Most popular ebooks with Audible narration and Prime Read Embedded Level 2.
Ebooks with Audible narration. Now, there are books that have an Audible copy, but they don't always qualify for the Prime reading. So I'm just going to go through here and pick a book that I do not have in my library.
Let's see more. Link previous day. Link 03 up. Link graphic last day. Link last day. Link 13,008. Link last day. Link 13. Link graphic wall of silence.
Let's go with this wall of silence.
Link graphic wall of silence. Enter. Loading page. Prime members access free ebooks on the books, magazine, and more vertical bar Prime reading. Ten in level 2 most popular ebooks with Audible narration and Prime reading. Wall of silence dash Kindle edition by Buchanan. Crazy. Literature and fiction. Kindle ebooks at Amazon.com. Wall of silence dash Kindle main
right.
Content. Navigation link Amazon.
And as I mentioned earlier, there really is a
wall of silence
button on
the main go button. Open menu button. Read and listen for free button.
Read and listen for free button. So I'm going to click on that.
Enter main region. Read and listen for free button to activate. Press enter. Loading page. Thank you. Loading complete. Page at wall of silence will be auto batch delivered wirelessly to Kindle Cloud Reader. You can go to your device to start reading.
Now, I don't really want it in my Kindle Cloud Reader. I want it to be sent to my iPhone directly. So I'm going to find the combo box where that is.
Deliver to another device combo box. Jerry's Kindle
another
combo
device.
Box. Jerry's Kindle for PC.
And I'm going to arrow down to my third. I'm going to tab over to my third iPhone.
Audible sample in. $5 list with 30. Product slash easy. Menu. Search and combo box. Kindle deliver to another device combo box. Enter combo box.
Jump down. Well, hit the down arrow first.
Hit over PC with box item.
Notepad.
Very second iPhone. Very third iPhone.
My third iPhone. And enter on that.
Very third iPhone. That's it. Jerry Kindle Cloud Reader. For Jerry's iPhone.
And then you hit tab, and there's a deliver button here.
Deliver button. Enter.
And that should do it. Of course, so that's one way to buy it, right? Off the PC. Well, what if that's not an option for you? Let's take a look at iPhone. Now, if you don't have any books currently open on Kindle, there are tabs down at the bottom.
Home, tab, 1 of 5, library, tab, Galaxy's Edge, selected, discover, tab, more. Tab, 5 of 5.
That's why we want the Discover tab.
Selected. Discover. Tab.
So obviously, when we say that, we slide our finger and it says Discover tab, and then we just double tap with one finger in the middle, and that's how we activate that particular tab. Okay,
Kindle Unlimited based on your Amazon charts. Best of the month. Newsstand. Prime reading.
I've limited. Never done it before. So here is a Prime reading link. It's near the top. But, you know, I'm a swiper, so... touching the screen is going to make you miss a lot of stuff, so it's much better to swipe. We double tap on the Prime reading.
New Amazon original stories. Take the lead by Jessica.
And we flip
read
through here.
Turn your phone or tap. Browse the catalog. Vertical line. Learn more about Prime. Vertical line. See your library. Overview. Epics. Link. Amazon originals. Magazines. Audiobooks. Visited. Link.
And here's an audiobook. So we go into
Amazon
audiobooks.
Originals. Link. Magazines, audiobook, magazine, audio, most popular epic, Last Day by Lou and Rise, Wall of Silence by Tracy, Unspeakable Things by Just a Killer's Wife,
and
Desert Plains,
Book One, If You Must Know, stuff that we have.
Sea of Memories by Fiona Balfe, Lost Bills, Ebron in Book One, In the Heart of the Fire, Nameless, Season One, Book One, by Dean Koontz, The Beantown Girls by Jane Feely, Link, The Strange Journey of Alice Pendlebury by Mark Levy, Thin Air, Jessica Shaw, Book One, by Lisa Gray, Link, Image.
Let's try this book here. So I'm going to double tap on it.
Thin Air, Jessica Shaw, Book One, Link.
And then I'm going to swipe over to where it says Prime.
By Lisa Gray. 8,407. The Washington Post. See more. Link. Separator. Dim. Prime. Image.
Click on the Prime image here. Because it's probably on unlimited also. And we're not an unlimited customer. So we're going to double tap on this.
Prime. Image. Read now. Button. Add to library. Button. Top rated mystery. See more top rated mystery. Last Day by Lou and Rye. Wall of
I'm
Last
just going
day
to add to my library.
Read now. Button. Add to library. Button. Add to library. Web dialog. Add it to library.
And there we go. We're done. Now that's pretty easy, right? And with Prime Reading, you can grab up the 10 titles at a time, read them all, exchange them all out, and move on to other selections. The largest component of the Amazon Prime system is obviously the shipping, but number two is going to be Amazon Prime Video. And Prime Video offers an app. It's a free app. You can get it from your App Store or Google Play. Or you can go to AmazonPrimeVideo.com or log into your normal Amazon account, whichever one that happens to be, because you have the normal Amazon website, which is Amazon.com. You have the mobile Amazon website, which is m.amazon.com. Or you have the Smile Amazon account, which is smile.amazon.com. So if you log into one of those, Prime Video is going to be one of your options on that platform. And so it's a relatively easy system to use. The first that I'm going to demonstrate on both the computer and the app is just if you kind of know what it is you're looking for. And so we're going to take a look and see how we can find a movie and also find it on the app. So let's take a look at a specific movie, and then after that, we'll take a look at how you find audio described content and all that fun stuff next week. So finding a specific movie. So the movie that we're going to look for is, we're going to do Silence of the Lambs, which is a popular movie in the horror thriller kind of genre. And so I'm on the Amazon Prime webpage. And there's a search box here, which is really great, right? So we can call it a search box. And obviously when we're doing Windows, a lot of times I call it an edit field. And I'm going to type in here Silence of the Lambs.
S-I-L-E-S-E-E-O-S-E-A-E-S-E-S. Enter. Loading page. Search edit. Silence of the Lambs. Loading complete. Page has 9 regions. 18 settings to 351 link. Amazon.
All right. So this is one of those web pages where we can actually search by heading, which is always awesome, right? So we hit our H key.
1-16 of 8, the Silence of the Lambs, left there in 4K, UHD, right there in setting level 2.
So we can watch this in 4K if we wanted to.
The Silence of the Lambs, setting level 2 link.
So I'm not going to pick on 4K. So I'm going to arrow down here on the second offering and see how much it's going to cost me to watch this movie.
1991, vertical bar, R, vertical bar, CC. Link 4.8 out of 5 stars. Link 10,679. Link Prime Video. Link from $3.99 to rent.
So $3.99 to rent this.
Link from $5.99 to buy.
Or I could just buy it for $5.99.
Or $0.00 with the AMC Plus Prime on Prime Video channels.
And then there is a Prime Video channel called AMC Plus that we can subscribe to for a monthly fee. So it says $0.00, you get a monthly subscription. But how much is that?
Link of two items.
Don't know. Off the top of my head.
Link Jodie Foster, Link Anthony Hawk, and Link Lawrence Bowles, directed by Colt, Link Jonathan Dent, Link Ed, Link Graphic Hannibal.
All right, so let's go back up here.
The Silence of the Lamp.
To the link.
Enter, loading page, Amazon.com.
And because I want to see if this movie is audio described.
Alert, spike the drop, move over which.
All right, so let's go down from here again. So I clicked on the title of the movie.
The Silence of the Lambs, heading level 1. Same page, link rated 4.8 out of 5 stars. I want 8.6, 1 age, 58 midnight. The net gets help from Cannibal to catch a killer. Definition list of one director. Link Jonathan Dent. Link Ed. Definition list starring. Link Jodie Foster. Link Anthony Hopkins. Link Lauren Day. Link Ed. Definition list genre. Link drama. Link Ed. Definition list of one subtitle. English left bracket, CC right bracket. Link Ed. Definition list of one item. Audio languages. English. Link Ed.
So under audio languages, it just says English, so maybe it's not audio described. So, but we can get this movie, we can buy it, or we can rent it.
/rent HD $3.99 button.
And this is where you have your buttons come in handy. So you would hit your B for button, find that $3.99 button if you want to rent it. Find the $5.99 button if you want to buy it. And then when you go to the next page, there will be a continue button. And then at that point, let's say we rent it, for example, there'll be a watch link that you'll be looking for. So I am not going to buy this movie. I know that you guys probably wanted me to, just to, you know, shell out a couple of dollars to get it, but I am not going to do that. Instead, what I'm going to do now is show you how to do that same search using the app. So when you're talking about using the app, of course, you're loading in the app, and of course, they always have these tabs down at the bottom that you should familiarize yourself with. They're always going to be along the bottom, and they help take you to different sections of the app. So in the lower left-hand corner.
Store selected. Home tab.
That's home.
Store tab.
Then we have store.
Find tab. 3 of 5.
Find.
Downloads tab. 4 of 5.
Download.
Tab bar. My stuff. Vertical scroll bar.
My stuff.
0%.
Okay. So obviously, we want, since we're going to be searching for something, we're going to find it.
Tab bar. Store tab. Find tab. 3 of 5.
So I make sure that find is selected, and then I double tap with one finger in the middle of the screen to make it activate. And at the very top here,
Browsebot, actor, title, or genre, search field.
We can do a search, which is great. So I double tap with one finger to activate the
search field.
And I am using today an iPhone 12 mini. So the dictate button is actually in the lower right-hand corner. Now, those of you who are using older phones, the dictate button is to the left of the space bar. So, Silence of the Lambs.
Inserted Silence of the Lambs.
Okay.
Search. Button.
And it should come up.
The Little Girl Who Watched After Joe Trapani, Terry Crews, Vincent D'Onofrio, Ricky Whipple, The Silence of the Lambs. The Silence of the Lambs, 4K UHD.
That's the 4K one?
The Silence of the Lambs. Ricky Whipple, The Silence of the Lambs.
All right.
In progress. Back. Button.
Let's see if this is it. And let me just kind of swipe along here.
The Silence of the Lambs. This video is unavailable. Trailer. Button. Add to watch list. Share. Button. Clara Starling. Jodie Foster. Star rating. Languages. On. Selected. Related. Button. More details. Customers also watched. Edible. Star rating.
So.
Customers. More details. Button.
It's not. This one didn't. Selected. But this. I probably accidentally clicked on the search in Prime. So. That's why it's saying it's unavailable.
Back. Button.
Let's go back.
Back. Search results for some matching movies and TV shows. The Silence of the Lambs. 4K UHD. The Silence of the Lambs.
Clicking it.
Program. Back. Button.
All right.
The Silence of the Lambs. This video is unavailable. Add to watch list. Share. Button. Jodie Foster. Edit. Star rating. Languages. Selected. More details. Button.
All right. So, what do we do? And because Apple is what Apple is, if we want to watch this movie, then we need to go in through the main Amazon site and rent this movie, or go through the Amazon Prime site using Safari rather than the app, because as you know, or have come to know, that Apple will not let you buy purchases a lot of times through the app itself. Hopefully that will change sometime soon, but as for this particular movie, no, we have to go through that loop, unfortunately. So the question now becomes, let's stick with the searching genre, because I want to demonstrate this particular point, is that let's say we're not looking for a specific movie, but we kind of know what it is we want to watch, whether we want to watch a family movie, a comedy, a specific individual. We kind of have those options available to us, and so let us see what happens if, for example, I want to watch a thriller, for example. So we'll start with the app this time, since we didn't have much luck with it in the first demo. So obviously we're going to go back to the Find area again, and we are going to look for, I want to watch a movie about dolphins. So let's see what our options are going to be if I pick a specific, I wouldn't call it a genre, I'd call it just a noun, that I want, looking for a movie that has dolphins in it. So I put in the word dolphins, and let's see what we got here.
Dolphins in the Deep Blue Ocean. 20 Years with the Dolphins. Dolphin Tale, 2011. Ernie the Dolphin 2. Ernie the Dolphin. Dolphin Island. The Mystery of the Pink Dolphin. Dolphins. Dolphin Tech. Explore the Wildlife Kingdom. Dolphins. Tribes of the Sea. Dolphin Tale 2, with bonus features.
All right, so let's go to Dolphin Tale.
Ernie the Dolphin. Ernie the Dolphin 2. Dolphin Tale, 2011. In progress.
Double tap on that. And let's see if it's available to us.
Dolphin Tale, 2011. Rent movie HD $3.99. Button. Buy movie HD $12.99. Button.
Now,
purchase options.
Now it's dealing with the option for this particular one. So.
Trailer. Button. Add to watch list. Share. Button. Dolphin Tale is inspired by the amazing true story of the brave dolphin and the compassionate strangers who banded together to save her life. Star rating. Four languages. By ordering or viewing, selected, related.
So I don't have an explanation as to why it wouldn't give a silent for the lambs on here earlier, but obviously for dolphin tail, we can buy it or rent it, and the buttons are displayed there. Let's see.
By ordering, language, star rate, dolphin, chair, add to watch list, trailer, button, more purchase options, button.
Of course, we have the trailer option there. Hello? Say we're going to rent it.
Dolphin, rent movie HD, $3.99. Rent movie HD, $3. Close, button, review rental. Dolphin tail, to the payment method. Visa, by ordering or view, rent movie HD, $3.99. Button.
And then there's the button for the rent, and then we would be ready to go, but we're not renting that either. So let's take a quick look at doing the dolphin thing on the computer. In many ways, I like the computer, the Windows side of things, a little bit better, just because you can go through this so much more quickly. But let us go search for dolphins. I think one of the reasons why I like the computer side of it so much easier, I'm sure visually there's probably a way of looking at the screen, and when you're doing your app results, and it's going to tell you which ones are available to you for free. But on the computer,
which graphics open to setting level 2, which opens to the deep blue ocean.
And if we arrow down through here, it gives you your options right on the main screen. Now, obviously, if it's included in Prime Video, it's just going to say $0. So, and then there's a Watch Now button. So we don't have any of these things on here at the moment. But if I want to cheat and see which ones are available to watch, I can hit my B button.
Go button. Open menu. Watch now, colon, free with ads button.
I can watch it free with ads, and it's like, what am I watching? So I can arrow up.
Included with your IMDb Flint Prime Video. Flint 2. Flint 5.0 out of 2004. Voted 10 in level 2. Flint 20 years with the Dolphin.
So we find out that 20 years with the Dolphin is available with the Prime subscription. Is there anything else? Because I have the IMDb, which is kind of the sister site for Amazon Prime Video also. So hit the B for Watch Now.
Watch Now, pull the B with that button. Watch Now button.
Here's another Watch Now button. I can arrow up or I can hit Shift H just to see what it was.
Bernie the Dolphin 2, heading level 2.
Bernie the Dolphin 2 is available. I can watch that for free.
Watch Now button. Watch Now button.
And we have
Titans of the Deep, heading level 2.
Titans of the Deep. And anything else?
Launch Now button. Launch Now button. Long Gone Wild, heading level 2.
Long Gone Wild.
2019 vertical power TV dash TV vertical, but link 4.6 out of 5, link 178, link Prime Video, included with your Prime membership. Launch Now button.
So I can keep going down through here. So you can see why I kind of like the computer. It's a little bit better when you're doing the Prime Video stuff. But, you know, you use what you got, right? And so the computer is not available to you, then you kind of can click through there. There's also a free to me button on the phone side of things, which is available in the My Stuff area, but you can turn that on, which will probably help things out a little bit as far as finding free content goes. So, of course, what everyone wants, or oftentimes wants, in this day and age is the audio description. Now, this is an area on the phone where it's actually a little bit easier to find audio description because one of your choices for movie genres is audio description. So that makes it kind of nice, and we'll tell you that exact section where you can find it here momentarily. But for the computer, we can go about it a different way if we want to. The genre list, for whatever reason, for Amazon Prime is image-oriented. So we can't do it through the computer like that, but what we can do is we can go to the ACB website for audio described content, and one of the sections on there is audio described content for Amazon Prime Video. So let's take a quick look. Very quickly, go to google.com and put in audio described movies, Amazon Prime Video, or put audio described movies, Prime Video, ACB, something like that for your search terms. And basically any movie that comes out, whether it's new, old, whatever, is available on Prime. It's just a matter of, are you going to get it for free, or are you going to have to pay a fee for it? So I'm here on the ACB website, and I'm going to H my way down because they use headings.
Amazon puts alphabet type with the recent edition. The following title will be on June 4th.
And they updated the site as of June the 4th, so that's great. So
number same page link index top heading level, same page link index.
Yeah, we can search by letter, or we can search by title. So. Or we can just go to recent editions. So
heading level 3 graphic recent edition. Heading level
3
list of 30 smooth link A Christmas list. Left bracket 20th smooth link all is right. Left track smooth link like S. Left track smooth link for supplemental reporting. Left track smooth link for colon VHS cassette. Left track smooth link Brooklyn Titans. Left track smooth link Christmas crush. Left track smooth link deadline and colon endgame. Left track smooth link Godzilla vs. Kong.
Alright, so here's Godzilla vs. Kong, which was, I believe, on HBO Max.
Enter. Loading page. Land. Watch Godzilla vs. Kong vertical bar grind window. Watch Godzilla vs. Kong vertical bar grind window.
Which
I'm going to
audio
describe. Watch Godzilla vs. Kong. Same page with
rated 4.5
on the 5.
So how much
do
they want?
So it's
almost 2 hours long.
Definition with director. Link Adam with end. Definition starring. Link on the chat. Link Moon Bob. Link Rebecca with end. Link Adventure. Link Action with end. Definition with subtitles. English left bracket. CD right bracket with end. Definition with all no languages. English left bracket on no description.
And there's audio description, right? It's right there.
$29.99 button. More versus not watch trailer button. Add to watch with watch party button.
So we only have one option. We can buy it. We can't rent it. So they want $29 for us to buy it because this is a, like I said, an HBO Prime, what is that, Warner Brothers production. And it's a new movie. So quite a chunk of change to go out and buy it if that's what you want to do. So let's talk a little bit about, before I go show you where the audio described content is on the app, let's talk a little bit about turning on audio description. It's not like Netflix where you can turn it on under your settings. While a movie is playing, you can double tap with one finger while the movie is playing, and it's going to bring up your options. And of course, we want the audio language option. So you have one for captioning, turning on and off captioning, which you really don't want to accidentally turn on your captioning for us, because it's very annoying. Although in those parts where people are whispering and it's hard to understand, there are times when it has its benefits. So I will say that about it. So you can flip on the, go through the audio languages and double tap on turning on the audio description. And usually if you turn it on once or twice, it will remember for either device after that. So you can turn it on your phone a couple of times and then go to the computer and it's going to be on there already. Now, if you're going to try to turn it on the computer, it's a little bit more cumbersome because you got to do your insert Z to turn the virtual cursor off and then tab through there and find your audio languages and then check the box for audio description. But again, once it's turned on, it's turned on. So where do we find audio description content on the Prime Video app? So again, we go back into the Find section of the Amazon Prime Video app, that find section is actually very helpful. So look through here.
Amazon Origin, movies, TV, kids, sports, genres, heading.
You get to see a lot of your sections that you can search by.
Drama, action and adventure, comedy, horror, documentary, see more, categories, heading, recently added TV, available to download, award winners, 4K UHD, audio descriptions, button.
And there we go, going to audio descriptions.
1,500 videos.
So we have 1,500 videos that we can choose from.
Sonic the Hedgehog, Joker, Flight, Arrival, Skyfall, Rio, Mr. and Mrs. Star Trek, The Day After Tomorrow, The Devil Wears Prada, Bubble Guppy Season 1, Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Season 1, Green Zone, The Age of Adeline.
And of course they mixed in their movies and the TV shows are mixed together. Some people may not like that and find it difficult, but you're thinking you're getting a movie and next thing you know you got 12 episodes of a show that you're supposed to go through.
Kevin, I'm
in. Minnie, wake you up a little bit.
What happens in Vegas? The Happening. Shooter. Unstoppable.
So this makes it really easy. So you can see in many ways it's the Prime Video.
Knives Off. Knives
Off. Knives Out.
In Progress. Back. Button.
And we flip through here. We already know it's audio described.
Knives Off. Included with Prime. Play movie. Button.
And say it's free with Prime, and I can just go ahead and play it. Because it's an Amazon movie. So, very easy to do that, right? So let's talk a little bit about other features that we have using Amazon Prime. When it comes to videos, we have found the audio description. We have found, which means we know about captioning in 4K. We can set up watch lists and profiles so that maybe I want to have audio description, but whoever I'm sharing my account with doesn't. So it's always good to set up a profile. And usually when you log into Prime, one of the first things it'll ask you is who's watching. So that's great. You can add stuff to your watch list if you're one of those people that like to do that. I'm not one to do my content that way, but some people like to just add stuff to their list so they can find it later on. You know, maybe you're looking for one thing and you don't want to watch that, and you come across something else and you say, wow, this is kind of interesting. I'd like to watch that later and add it to your watch list. You can also have watch parties. There are YouTube videos that talk about how to have a watch party. So if you want to pick out a movie for you and your friends to watch, it's doable. So just understand that. So one of the other great things about Prime Video is that you can add premium content to your service, like we discovered earlier with the AMC Plus. If we really wanted to watch that video, we can subscribe to that service. It's very easy to do. Just click on that Amazon Plus and subscribe. They have the movie channels on Showtime and HBO, Stars, and those type services, AMC Plus. They have, you can subscribe to Paramount Plus through the service if you want to. You can subscribe to Shudder, Lifetime movies, things like that. So if you're a cord cutter and you want to still get some of this premium content, maybe you like the Lifetime movie channels, or whether you like content from AMC, it's going to be available to you. It also has Boomerang if you're into classic cartoons. So there's a whole bunch of premium content that you can add real easily to it. And I have Showtime through this, so my any Showtime content is going to show up as being available as well. There are free channels on here that I want to make mention of. Whether or not you watch any of the movies off here, understand that you can get other types of content for free. They have an Unsolved Mystery channel. They have a This Old House channel. They have a sci-fi channel called Dust. There's a Divorce Court channel. There's a the Yes to the Dress channel. And so the easiest way to find those types of channels is, again, using the Find app, your I should say the Find tab in your Prime Video app. If you go to AmazonPrimeVideo.com, one of the links on there is channels. So you can go to the channels link on Amazon Prime Video. There's also a channel guide button which tells you what's currently playing, and to me it's the easiest way to go into the Prime content area, also the free channel content area, to see what all's on there for free. So they have about 15, 20 channels that are free and that you can peruse at any time. And, of course, as mentioned earlier, when we were looking at the tab, there is a download option. If you want to be able to stream content later on, you can click on the download option, and for some of the content. I have not found the channel guide option, by the way, on the app, which is really unique. So let's take a quick look at that real quick. Again, you go to the channels option.
Go button, open menu, button, app, these are the ones with channel guide button.
There's a channel guide button. And I'm not so interested in looking to see what's on the premium content channels. I'm just interested in looking at what is available on the free channel. Now, as mentioned on here earlier, I do have Showtime on here, so it sticks all the Showtime stuff at the top. And the interesting thing about having Showtime or having any kind of the premium services is that you can stream them if you want to. Obviously, 98% of the content is on demand, so a lot of times it's just easier to get the on-demand stuff. But if you'd like to turn on a channel and just leave it on for the evening, you can certainly do that. That's an option. So you have the Walking Dead universe, All Reality TV, Crime 360, there's the Unsolved Mystery Channel, This Old House, Divorce Court, Forensic Files, there's a channel. Lively Place, there's also a Game Shows channel, which I've IMC Films. And then there's a Docurama channel, which is kind of neat. So a little bit of everything that you would want, I guess, for free. Just click on the channel or click on the show, whichever one you want, and it will stream. Now, as I mentioned, I couldn't find it in the app, so obviously you can type in Divorce Court channel in the Find area, and it's going to bring it up, for example, or Unsolved Mysteries or This Old House, whichever one you're in for, or Dust. You type in Dust Channel, it's going to bring that up for you. So just understand that it is available to you. And so you can see that the Amazon Prime Video is quite extensive, and there's probably a dozen other things that I could have talked about today. There are definitely podcasts that will focus on the Amazon Prime Video experience, even from the blind perspective. So check those out when you have the opportunity, but definitely enjoy Amazon Prime Video. So just to wrap up a few things here, the Amazon Prime days are June 21 and 22. Of course, many other of the major stores are also having, or I should say mirroring, the Prime Day. So Walmart, Target, Best Buy, all those will be having specials on those days as well. Of course, the products that will be discounted, many of them, all the Echo products that you come to know and love, the TVs, the Roombas, and are expected to be on sale at a deep discounted price. I myself am maybe going to invest in an Echo Show. We will see. It's, you know, one of those things where it's nice to be able to have those streaming services available to you, but I'm not exactly sure that I want to put it in a product where I have to sit to watch it. I like having it on my phone where I can roam around and do other things while I listen to something. So we will see how that goes. As I mentioned in the promo, a lot of these services will run off of Lady A. You can obviously do your shopping through Lady A, your normal Amazon shopping. You can also do your Whole Foods Market order through Lady A, if you're fortunate enough to have a Whole Foods Market near you. You can get your Prime deals through Lady A. Always nice to ask her, what are my deals, and she will tell you. Of course, you can play your music through Lady A. You can play the Amazon Prime Video if you have a Fire or Echo Show device. It will not do audio just on the Lady A device, unfortunately. As mentioned previously, if you do get your books, Kindle books will play on Lady A, as well as you get the Audible book. Of course, Audible will play on Lady A as well. So most of the things that we've talked about today will play on your Echo or Echo Show / Fire platform. So it's very helpful. And, you know, like I said, I'm looking forward to see what's on special. I'm not exactly planning on spending a lot of money, but we'll see how it goes. So Amazon Prime is, I believe it's $119 per year if you get a yearly subscription, or $12.99 a month if you go for the monthly option. Obviously, you save a little bit of money going for that yearly option. The other thing that you can do, if you're not an Amazon Prime subscriber, you can sign up for Amazon Prime free for 30 days. So today's a good day to sign up for it so that you can take advantage of the Prime discount. Now, something else that Amazon is doing this year that they haven't done in the past is that you must be a Prime customer in order to take advantage of the benefits. Now, in the past, they've let non-Prime users shop and get the deep cut discount, but they're not going to do that this year. That is the rumor anyway. We'll see whether or not they have a change of heart on the 21st, but just to be on the safe side, you may want to sign up for Amazon Prime for the 30-day free trial. So now here's Tiffany to talk to you about other ways that you can sign up for Amazon Prime as well as Amazon Prime Music.
Good morning, everyone. Today I'm going to tell you a little bit about Amazon Prime and Amazon Music. Amazon Prime Music is similar to Spotify and Apple Music. Amazon Prime should not be confused with Amazon Music Unlimited, which the Amazon Music Unlimited has a larger library and is a second additional cost of $7.99 for those with Amazon devices and $9.99 for everyone else. Amazon Music has over 2 million songs and 1,000 playlists. And Amazon Prime Music is available on all Amazon devices. Not all songs can be played on Amazon Prime without an unlimited music subscription. So Amazon Prime will allow you to have access to some songs, but not all songs. I know that Amazon Music will play pretty much all types of music, such as classical, rock, rap, gospel, Christian, and they even have some soundtracks for certain movies. I also try to play, because I have Amazon Prime and Amazon Music Unlimited subscription, so sometimes you can play one on the other, which you can't play. I have a classical song on my Amazon Music Unlimited, but it will not play on Amazon Prime Music. So the device that's associated with Amazon Prime Music, it will not play. But it won't play all the songs. For example, if you want to play a whole album by somebody like one of the older people like Whitney Houston, won't play the whole album. You can play certain songs, but not the whole album. And a lot of times when I play Amazon Prime Music, I use one of the A-ladies to do so. Also, for the Prime membership costs, for those on low income, if you get food stamps or are on medical assistance, you become eligible to get Amazon Prime discounted more than half the original price of a month of $12.99. So people who get this discounted Prime program only pay $5.99 a month plus tax. Amazon Music for Prime is just one benefit of having the Prime membership.
Well, we're talking about all the wonderful things about Amazon today, but I think I should point out real quick that Amazon Sidewalk came out this week. This is a feature that will allow your neighbors to get a part of your bandwidth so that their Amazon products will work more effectively, their outdoor ones like the Ring and the cameras or anything like that. And unfortunately, it's turned on by default. So if you want to opt out of sharing your bandwidth with your neighbors, here's what you do. You launch the Amazon Alexa app. You go to the More tab, which is in the lower right-hand corner. You then swipe over to Settings, and then you go to Account Settings, and then Sidewalk, Amazon Sidewalk will be one of your options. As you swipe through them, it will be on. Just simply double tap it to turn it off.
Well, the deal guy is here, and he's going to tell us what is new in Amazon Prime in 2021. And if you want to check out the video, it is available on YouTube.
These are 10 new Amazon Prime membership benefits you need to know in 2021. I'm excited to have you here. Welcome back to the channel and the YouTube Deal Guy, Matt Granite. Clearly, I don't get out much, but I'm even more excited today because your Prime membership can score you additional savings on your smartphone plan, your favorite television networks. There's a way to double dip and also score freebies. Many of these perks that I'm going to share today are practically secrets considering how few people actually use them. Today's video is not sponsored, but if you do like the content, please feel free to give this a thumbs up. It helps with my self-esteem or lack thereof. Prime perk number one, smartphone plan savings. This year, in 2021, you can now get an additional 10% back in terms of your savings if you're a Prime member and you do take advantage of one of these new offers, which rotate on a regular basis for unlimited talk and text smartphone plans for as little as $20 per month, all in. In terms of my family, we're not traveling nearly as much as we used to, so I encourage anyone to audit their own smartphone plan. Check if the plan advantages you have with your current carrier are actually something that you are using. In addition to the all-inclusive plan savings, you do get that additional 10% back as a credit each month. There's no credit checks, no forms to fill out. And the wireless plans that you can find, if you expand the video description box, you guys will find a link. I do use affiliate links, which means I benefit monetarily if you're kind enough to use one of my links. Regularly change per month, so if you see something tied to a carrier that you're not quite crazy about right now, I can guarantee you over time, bundled with some smartphone deals, you will be happy, or at least hopefully a little bit happier when it comes to your smartphone provider. And the number two spot as a Prime perk, this is actually tied to a two-hour delivery that is new on Amazon for 2021. Whole Foods is now included as part of the free two-hour delivery window on Amazon if you are a Prime member. Whole Foods, a little bit out of my budget, not necessarily somewhere that I would shop regularly. And by the way, guys, if you are looking for grocery hacks or savings or the best things that you could buy at Aldi or Trader Joe's or Costco, I do have that on this channel. But for those of you that do shop from Whole Foods, that might be an advantage of which you can take advantage of right now. In the number three spot, it's a way to double dip using the Prime Rewards credit card. And if you're not considering this credit card, don't worry. I have freebies and that digital network television savings perk in a few moments, but let me show you a couple of examples tied to double dipping if you do have that Amazon Prime Rewards credit card. Let me just move my picture-in-picture window of my oversized head attached to what looks like a teenage boy's body to most of you down a little bit more so you can see the fine print. If you guys look, the Roku Premier, as an example, is a 4K HDR streaming media device that's 29% off. Good savings. But if you do have the Amazon Prime credit card and you do use that to complete your purchase, you're going to get an additional 10% back. And sometimes that percentage back is 15%. If you take a look at the cast of smart plugs right now, they're 15% off. But if you use your Amazon Prime credit card, you get an additional 15% off. And in the past, I've actually seen some double dip cashback offers if you do have the Prime Rewards credit card for as high as 20 or 30%. I saw one on a TV and one on a RoboVac not too long ago. Prime perk number four, your Prime membership actually benefits you on multiple platforms, not just Amazon.com. Let's take Shopbop as an example. My wife is just starting to figure out if this is a retailer that gets her excited, but free shipping and free returns are not only a part of your Amazon Prime membership, but if you're not shopping on Shopbop East Dane, free 3-day shipping and free returns if you're an Amazon Prime member, that's at that top of the page. And for a website that I frequent more regularly, like Woot.com, a daily deal site that offers free shipping for Prime members, you're going to dodge shipping fees that are anywhere from $5.95 to $11, depending on the product and the deal. And your savings can add up very quickly if you are a Prime member. Wow, those abs are really intense. You've got like a 12-pack. I have a minus 12-pack, and I'll work on that at some point, hopefully, in the next few years. And speaking of food, before I get to freebies, Amazon Prime membership perk number five tied to Amazon Fresh. Amazon Fresh previously cost $15 per month. It lets you skip the long grocery lines by shopping online and picking a delivery window that's convenient for you. As long as you hit their order minimum of $50, you will get the free delivery. And I'm particularly content with this change to the Prime membership because paying $15 per month just to use a grocery service that has its own minimums was really aggravating to me, and I'm happy that they got rid of that. If you noticed, I was a little bit angry there when I relayed Prime perk number five. When I'm in a funk, sad, or angry, one of the only things that gets me happy other than bubble tea is a freebie. So for perk number six and seven on this list, I'm going to explore freebies, and then we'll get into the television network offers, which I think are wonderful. You guys are not yet aware, as part of Prime perk number six, Amazon has launched Amazon's first Reads program for 2021, And Prime members can choose one free Kindle book each month, which is an incredible perk. The savings add up quickly. Many of these books are $4.99 or $9.99. The ones in front of me right now, typically $4.99. So just for being a Prime member, you can get a free editor's choice, trending or highly popular award-winning book for free. For fellow parents out there like myself, I have noticed that the children's picture books, which have a significantly higher value often than $4.99, are also free for Prime members on this list. My two-year-old absolutely loves many of the picture books that I show her from this list. So if you are a parent or just an adult who really loves children or picture books, you're covered. I should also note that the Amazon Original Stories, their new short reads, are also free now with Prime, and that's new for 2021 and a fantastic perk. Before I get to television and Prime Video, perk number 7 is tied to magazines, and this section just launched a few weeks ago where Prime members will receive a 4-month print magazine subscription for 99 cents. This is great for Mother's Day, Father's Day, a stocking stuffer, an anniversary if you're feeling really cheap. One of the nice things about this gift is you can actually go to a convenience store, grab a magazine, put a bow on it so you can actually give someone the physical gift, and you can indicate in the card that a half-year subscription is on the way. You've only spent a dollar. In the number 8 spot, a great way to save on your favorite television networks, and in particular, a 30-day freebie that I think everyone should know about. So I'm going to open up my Prime Video collection right now. And let's say you've got an extended period of time where everyone's home, the kids are back from college, your family vacation is not nearly as exciting as you thought it would be, and you want to use the streaming benefit tied to your Prime membership. Not only does your Prime membership give you access to more than 500,000 award-winning movies and TV shows through Prime Video, which is a competitor to Netflix, and you guys can sound off in the comment section on whether or not you think Prime Video is as good as Netflix or better or way worse, but it's important to note that you can subscribe independently to your favorite television networks through Prime, bypassing your cable or satellite provider, particularly good if you've cut the cord. But that's not the freebie. This is. What I've learned as a Prime member, Amazon's actually given me access to networks I didn't know I was subscribed to completely for free. So if you look at MGM right here, oh, Child's Play, that's a great movie for my daughter. Being sarcastic, by the way. The MGM subscription is actually included with my Prime membership, which I was not aware of. And for some of the fancier networks, like the Sundance Movie Channel Network, you guys look very closely, I can watch Sundance for free for 30 days. Not the 1-week trial you would get tied to many of your favorite networks if you go to their website. A full 30 days. BritBox, whatever that is. Sounds like a network comprised mostly of British programming. My sister who lives in London would like this. Actually, she wouldn't because she lives there, so she probably gets it for free. But free 30 days for that, something like Nick Plus. Again, a free 30-day period. If you plan accordingly, you could have an entire free year of premium network programming for free. I'm not telling you to work the system too much to your advantage, but you could do 1 month free with one network and then cancel that free trial and move on to the next subscription and get that free for another month. It could be really fun. I should probably write a blog about that. And by the way, guys, if you want to see any of my blogs or deals, thedealguy.com is where I have that. Perk number 9 is an amazing freebie for gamers and also one of the more misunderstood sides of your Prime membership. As I'm sure most of you are aware, Amazon owns Twitch, the gaming streaming social media-like network. But anyhow, they've rebranded many of its gaming freebies tied to Twitch, and it's now part of this new umbrella for 2021 called Prime Gaming. As a Prime member, you get one free digital game per month, and you also have access to what they call loot. This is not a perk that's automatically activated on your Prime membership, so you do need to actually go into Prime Gaming. If you have a Twitch account, you can link them, which is fantastic, but you do need to activate Prime Gaming to score that one free game per month. Before I get to another substantial freebie, which is part of the bonus section of this video, perk number 10 is tied to an exclusive landing page of deals for Prime members. And a lot of people don't actually know that there is a Prime member deal page where you can find all of the top offers dedicated to Prime members. This is great for Prime early access deals on occasions like Prime Day, Black Friday, or Cyber Monday, where you could easily save 40% before anyone else. And many of those deals do expire in a matter of seconds before they hit the general public. But other rolling perks tied to things like that cell phone plan that I mentioned, they are featured here. And again, I will have a link for all of the Prime deals. If you expand the video description box, you will be able to at least see what's available right now. Prime bonus perk 1 of 2, and then I'm going to tell you guys how you can score more deals from me. If you guys are not yet aware, there are ways to save on your Prime membership. In particular, if you are a student, you get a free 6-month membership. But what you might not be aware of, there's 2 perks tied to being a student. All you need is a .edu address. The first perk for students is you can actually score an entire year of Showtime for 99 cents. That's great, particularly if you can enjoy that with the rest of your household, your parents, your siblings. On Amazon Music Unlimited, you could score that for 99 cents a month, down from $5, which is a perk. But what I really like is the new selection of deals curated for college students. The time right now where a lot of parents and families are struggling. But for anyone watching right now, if you are not a student, you can still use this selection of curated deals. So the apparel selection, not just things that students are buying. I'm sure students are all looking to buy jewelry and diamonds. But for occasions where you really need to save, anyone watching right now, regardless of you being a student or not, these deals are fair game for anyone. And on something like the Eero Mesh, which I just saw on the computer and accessory category, if you take advantage of this deal right now, again, you don't need to be a student, you'd be saving $56 on Amazon Eero Mesh, and that's just for simply knowing this section exists for students. And finally, for bonus number 2, as a top Amazon Prime membership perk, new for 2021, the Amazon Alexa voice service shopping has been completely revamped, where if you say the A word and ask your Echo what types of deals are available, she will rattle off a full range of deals that are exclusive for Prime members, but also exclusive to owning an Echo. So it's like a double exclusive. You're a Prime member and you own an Echo, you get double the savings, or at least some deals that are not advertised to the general public. Personally, I hate shopping from my Amazon Alexa voice service because I like to see the product. I like to see the links. Just simply ordering through my voice is a little bit weird, but if you use that in conjunction with actually opening up the product on your Amazon browser, doing the research, and then facilitating your purchase through your Echo, that might be the way to make it work. I want to thank you guys for getting to this part of the video. I really appreciate it. If you are not yet a member of my Insider Deal Guy Texting Club, my phone number, 440-298-2181. Just text me, drop me a line, 440-298-2181, and I'll hook you up on a regular basis. And if you guys have not yet subscribed to my YouTube channel with your notifications turned on, I've got more insider secrets and deals and hacks, and I can't wait to share them with you right here. So thanks for watching. I love you. Bye-bye.
Wow.
End of book.
That was comprehensive, wasn't it?
End of book.
So hopefully you guys found that enjoyable. Let's unmute and talk about it. That was long, wasn't it?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
The Prime reading, is there a charge for that?
No. If you're a Prime member, it's
but
free.
There's a charge for Kindle Unlimited, but
right.
not for
Kindle
Prime
Unlimited,
reading.
There is a fee, but Prime
What's
reading.
What's the difference?
Completely free.
What's the difference?
You have a lot more. You have a lot more choices with the Kindle Unlimited.
Okay.
But I like the. You get some pretty good authors in the Prime reading, though. I would really, if you haven't looked at it, I would go look at it because. You get some free audiobooks out of the deal, or, you know, you may not get to keep them, but you can read them get some more.
I download the Kindle books, and I convert them to text with Codex. And
and you're being recorded, so now we know you
I know,
are
that's okay.
breaking
I,
the law.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I don't share them with people. It's just for myself. So I can read
good,
them
though.
On my e-reader, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Are there any other questions? Some of that I might, would know the answer to. Some of it I would not. I have never used, for example, Prime Gaming. I have no clue how accessible it is. I would imagine it's probably not. But
I have a question.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Oh, was that so far?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Nope, I can hear you.
My name's Karen. How did you get that deal guy? Because he's pretty hilarious.
Yeah, he is, and he has a lot of videos. Just go to YouTube and type in the deal guy, and his videos will come up.
Just the deal guy?
He also has deal guy, yeah. He also has a video on what's going to be on special for Amazon for the Prime Days. So if you like him, go out there and check him out. Or do what
he wore
he said,
me out,
call.
But he was great.
Yeah.
He made me tired.
Or you can text him and tell him to send you, you know, he, you know, add you to his list.
Well, he said his number too fast.
Yeah, he did. I don't have it, so I don't remember what he said.
I remember, Jerry. It's Merrill.
Okay.
I remember it. It's 440-298-2181.
Oh,
that's a
good
memory.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Karen.
Just plucked it out of there. That's great,
Merle. Thank you.
Repeat the number.
440-298-2181.
2181?
Yes. By
Thank
the way,
you.
Glenda's on, too, Jerry,
with me
now.
Awesome.
Thank
so
you
I hope
so
you guys
much
enjoyed that
mm-hmm.
and got a lot out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm going to stop the recording now.
See, Merle and I took Speed Talk.